Good morning. Welcome to the Tao of June, living an inspired life. This morning I wanted to just share a quick thought. So anybody who's been following this podcast for the past couple days knows that I went up to Tennessee to see my daughters. We watched Aladdin together. It was awesome. I loved it. I loved the new Aladdin. And it might be because I'm in love with Will Smith. I think he did an amazing job. I think it was such a good call to not try to follow Robin Williams or try to portray the genie that Robin Williams did and just do a completely different version of him, you know, his own version of genie. I loved it. But anyways, the thought that I wanted to share this morning is I made a wrong turn and I was wrapped up in conversation with my wife and I wasn't paying attention and I ended up driving 2 hours the opposite direction when I already drove 2 hours down to Chattanooga from Hendersonville. So I went back the opposite direction because I made a wrong turn. And so my trip that was supposed to be 4 hours ended up being 8 hours, because I drove back 2 hours and I had to drive back anyways. So I got home around almost around 6 o'clock in the morning. And so then I just thought to myself, I gotta walk my dogs, feed them, and then I gotta get to work, you know, I gotta get to my appointment. And so, but then I felt so lightheaded and dizzy, and I just felt like, yeah, I could push this and get there, but I don't know, it's how well am I gonna perform at work, you know, and I want to always best my best. So yeah, I sent a text message to my client this morning at 6 o'clock, and the thing is, I think as a child growing up, I just had this sense, this deep fear, this deep sense that the world was against me, that the world is a dangerous place, and that people, you know, don't really care. And I now am realizing that that was the old programming that was in my head as a child, and I need to be aware of that first of all, and then rewrite the program. You know, put a new software in my mind, upgrade my mind, so that I can actually start to experience reality for what it is. People are actually very nice and helpful and caring. So I sent my client a text message saying, you know, good morning. I just got home from Tennessee from visiting my daughters. And I told her, I'm just really sorry. I was planning on getting home last night, but, you know, I feel like I'm going to be too tired to groom your dogs today. And so I just told her, would it be okay if I slept for a few hours and I went there at noon, around noon? And yeah, she was like, yeah, you know, no problem. And I just told her, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, you know. And she was like, no worries, you know. And it's like, wow. And I realized it's because I think, and because my clients and I, we have a relationship, you know, and it almost feels like a friendship, you know. And I care about them and they care about me. And it's wonderful to feel like, you know, I don't have customers that I just have to go and serve. And, you know, it's like, and I love being of service to my clients. You know, I love feeling helpful to them. But I don't feel like it's this transaction, this cold transaction that's just being done every month. I feel like it's a relationship. And so, I realize she knows what's going on. She knows, you know, that I'm separated and I haven't seen my daughters in a long time. And you know, so she was totally understanding. And I think that what happens is, like, I'm realizing more and more, we're all struggling. We're all going through something. You know, some people are going through, you know, some more things than others. And some people, the intensity of the situation is much higher. But we're all struggling. And we all know what it is to be in pain, you know, to suffer, to go through hardships. And I think that that's what connects us. And I believe that it's this idea that somehow we're alone in this, that somehow we're unique in this, that we're the only ones going through something painful. We're the only ones going through a difficult situation. You know, I think it's this thinking that leads us to feel disconnected with everyone. you know, believing that we're alone, believing that we're not actually connected, and that, you know, that I must struggle alone and no one else knows my pain. You know, I think that's what disconnects us, this idea, this false belief that problems are special gifts reserved just for us, you know, just for me. No, problems are not special gifts reserved just for me. Everyone's got problems. Everyone struggles. And I think once I realize that, then I feel compassion towards everyone now. And I feel connected. I feel this connectedness, this oneness with everyone, because through our struggles, we feel compassion, right? Because we understand what someone else is going through, and we feel that they understand what we're going through. We feel understood. We feel connected. You know, and I just, I realize that that's what it is. So the art of happiness, written by the Dalai Lama and Howard C. Cutler. When I read that, and I read the section about suffering and his perspective on suffering, and how the Dalai Lama, and I agree now, I actually agree that I believe it's good to suffer and it's good to go through pain, because through it, not only do we feel connected with others who have gone through something similar, but we grow. With every difficulty, with every hardship, with every business failure, and like every time, you know, like the bank took my car that I was paying for, you know, what I wasn't paying for, but then, anyways, and I still ended up having to pay it off even after they took the car, but anyways, you know, with every failure, with every difficulty and heartache, I grew. It's almost like these situations forces us to grow, to mature. And so if you're going through something difficult right now, I want you to know that I feel you. I understand. And it's this understanding, it's this knowing what each other must be going through, you know. It's this that connects us and helps us to experience life with all of its notes, all the high notes, the beautiful high notes, and the bass and the drums and the clanging and clashing of the percussions, you know, the low notes of the bass. It's the full catastrophe, you know, like Jon Kabat-Zinn, his book, The Full Catastrophe Living. It's all of it. This is life. And this is what makes life beautiful. Tony Robbins says the only problem we really have is believing that we shouldn't have problems. You know, and that's not what life is about. I think life is about feeling it all. The laughter, you know, the happy times, and the struggle, and the low times where it gets really hard. I think this is the beauty of life, though, you know, that way when we leave this place, we can say, I lived, I felt it all, and then we feel connected. I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.